It's time to combine a guilty little pleasure with a new healthy habit. Kick up your feet and listen in. This is Wisdom and Chocolate.
My name is Beth Stanko, and you are listening to Wisdom and Chocolate. As always, I am honored to be here with you today, speaking to you about a little bit of wisdom and following that up with some super yummy chocolate. So let's get to it. Your main topic today is own your fire. I just want to take a moment to ask you to share this podcast with a friend. Give the gift of self-celebration to the people who are closest to you in your life. Go ahead and take a moment and share this podcast. So as fate would have it, the membership program at BethStanko.com, which is called Celebrate You, that program has themes every single month. And the theme for this month is the fire within. And what is so awesome about this is that, being that our main topic today is own your fire, well, I'm all on this, y'all, because I've already been posting like a huge amount of material online. In fact, today, the exclusive membership people, they got 11 different posts that were all about celebrating the fire within. So I'm on it. I am on it. Now, the wisdom moment is you alone are responsible for your happiness. And you might be asking, what does that have to do with your fire? Well, let me tell you. You alone are responsible for your happiness. The choices that you make, the people that you put yourself in the presence of, the jobs that you hold, the interactions that you have, the phone calls that you make, the social media that you consume, all of these things you have a choice in. You get to make choices and choose what you want to take part in. That's amazing. But it also comes with a huge amount of responsibility, because if you think about it, first of all, that's a whole heck of a lot of stuff that you have to make choices on, right? But this also implies that you got to spend a good amount of time kind of looking at things, observing things. Is this going to be good for you? Is this going to be supportive of you? And when we're talking about the fire within, well, first of all, the fire is always there. You can ignite it by just making it a little bit heavier than usual, but the fire is always there. The fire is where you hold your passion, your desire, your deepest loves, your goals, your dreams. All of these things reside in and come forth from the fire within. So it's always there. But when you're in the position where you're ready to acknowledge it and you're ready to just bring it forward, you need to make sure that you're creating a scenario that allows you to embrace that fire as it comes forward. That requires some choices. And choices are beautiful things. So if you've got the fire within and you're looking at choosing when you're going to bring it forward, obviously you want to be around supportive people, people who look at your dreams and your goals and they cheer you on. You also want to make sure that you understand what it's going to take to bring some of your passions to life. Maybe you've journaled about it. Maybe you've done some deep meditation about it. These are choices that you could make in order to make sure that when you unleash the fire, it is completely 100% ready to be recognized. Now, I talk a lot about journaling and meditation because I honestly find that those are two of the most transformational things that you can do if you really devote yourself to it. I recently taught a class at a local college, and it was all about meditation and journaling. And I had some lovely, lovely women in this class. Just, I absolutely adored these ladies. But I did recognize that there is a difference between people who, you know, sign up for some of my retreats. So they've got some sort of spiritual connection, meditation, understanding, journaling background. You know, they've got kind of this thing. There's a difference between that and people who are like, I want to learn how to do this. And the biggest difference is this lack of confidence. Well, I don't know how. I don't know how to journal. And when I do, it just feels stupid. I feel like I'm just, you know, making fun of the whole process. I feel like I'm not really invested in the process. And that inner voice kind of stifles people. But when you allow yourself the space to write down just, oh my goodness, anything that comes to your mind, when you allow yourself the space to do that, then that's where you start unlocking the passions and the fire that's within. Now, in that particular class, we talked about so many different ways of journaling. You would be shocked at how many different ways you can approach the journaling that you could be doing in a day. It's not just writing like you've got a diary. It is, you know, sometimes you're just writing whatever comes to your mind, whatever weird word that comes to you. Sometimes you're writing stories. Sometimes it's love letters to yourself. Sometimes it's all about acknowledging the I am statements. There are so many different ways of doing this. But when it comes to owning your fire and igniting that fire within, just kind of ramping it up a little bit, kind of like throwing gasoline on a fire, when it comes to that, oh my goodness, do what you need to do to just understand what your goal is, what your passion is, so that you feel confident when you finally allow that fire within to shine so that everyone can see it. Obviously, setting the stage is pretty important. Surrounding yourself with the right people, giving yourself the right tools. So when you write about it, when you journal on it, it gives you the opportunity to write lists, to come up with a game plan, to sort of talk to yourself and be your own special cheerleader, right? This gives you the opportunity to really work through things before you just kind of, you know, jump out into the crowd and let that fire within come forward. You're responsible for your happiness. So when it's time to go for your dreams, go for your goals, allow the passions to flow, you are responsible for making sure those things can really happen. Now, I got to kind of give a little bit of a disclaimer, because I know that there are people say, but I've tried it. And every time I try, somebody comes in and does a thing. And well, you can stop those people from doing that thing, or you can allow yourself to back away and not allow them to affect you. These are all choices that you can make. And sometimes stuff happens that you can't control, like pandemics, right? This would be something where you've got a passion. Like, I had 7 different retreats planned, and all of a sudden a pandemic hit and my retreats were gone. This was something I couldn't control, but how I reacted to that and how I still had the fire going, that I could control. And so I did. I chose happiness. You alone are responsible for the happiness that is inside of you. You are a super powerful little emotion machine. That's what you are. So recognizing that you are responsible for your happiness, and then owning that, and then making your choices in a way that is supportive for you, holy moly, wow. What you can accomplish is absolutely phenomenal, but you got to be in the game. You got to be there. You got to be invested in it. You got to own that fire. You alone are responsible for your happiness. That is a gift. Use it. Are you enjoying Wisdom in Chocolate? Then I encourage you to share this podcast with a friend. Make sure that you're sharing with them all of the love and peace and grace that you get from this podcast every single week. Reach out and share chocolate with a friend. There is one simple equation that holds the secret to an empowered life. It's called the I Am Equation, a powerful online course at BetsDanko.com dedicated to creating real, transformative change through self-celebration. Celebrate, motivate, and empower. It's that simple. The solution to the equation is personal transformation. The I Am Equation at BetsDanko.com. Plug your life into the equation at BetsDanko.com. So today's chocolate moment is centered around this yummy chocolate called Choco Love XOXOX, peppermint and dark chocolate. Oh my goodness. That is one of my favorite combinations. Coconut and chocolate and peppermint and chocolate. Mmm, I love that. And this did not disappoint, for sure. This is Belgian chocolate, non-GMO. Got the Rainforest Alliance sticker on the side. There's a lot of goodness and yumminess going on with this chocolate, and I definitely recommend it if you are someone who enjoys the combination of mint and dark chocolate. Super, super yummy. One of the things that I love about that combination is it's like dark chocolate with a kick. It's a kick that makes you feel good. And peppermint is super awesome for making sure that you don't have a tummy ache. So if you eat too much of it, well, you're kind of counteracting it while you're eating it. So that's pretty darn cool. And our chocolate moment is the people around you are not responsible for the emotion you choose to experience. Ooh. So this kind of goes along with the first one, right? You're responsible for your happiness, but it's important that you recognize that the people around you, they're not responsible for any of the emotions that you choose to feel. And the operative word is choose. Now, you can feel whatever you wish. You can choose to feel whatever you wish. The people around you are not responsible for that. They're just kind of standing on the sidelines, and maybe they're saying words or doing things and hoping to get some sort of rise out of you, but you are the one who chooses how you're going to react. Just like this choco love. If you're not a fan of peppermint, oh my goodness, you don't have to go out and try this chocolate. In fact, I wouldn't want you to try the chocolate. I don't want you to do something that you don't enjoy, but ultimately it's your choice. I have a few people in my family who do not like peppermint. I think they're insane, but they just don't like peppermint, and that's okay. They get to choose what they interact with. If it's not going to bring them happiness, then they're not going to do it, and I applaud that. The people around you are not responsible for the chocolate you eat, for the emotions that you experience, for any of the decisions that you make. You are the one in charge. Now, even if you are facing a decision that just seems like there is no choice, I don't know what that would be. Maybe you've got a huge business meeting and you have just poured an entire venti of coffee down the front of your suit. You know, maybe it's something along these lines and you've got to go to that meeting and you feel like you have no choice. Well, you do have a choice. You can call, even though it's a very important meeting, and say, sorry, I can't make the meeting. You can, you know, rush down the street, grab a new shirt, not have a jacket, just go into the meeting with, I don't know, your briefcase in front of the front of your pants. Or you just go and you say, I know y'all have experienced something like this, but this is an important meeting I didn't want to miss, and I apologize for smelling like coffee. There are options. You do have choices. You can do what feels right to you. You can also choose to do what feels right to someone else. These are things that you are faced with on a day-to-day basis. But you are responsible only for your happiness and your emotions. No one else is. Conversely, if somebody else decides to react a certain way or behave a certain way, they are responsible for the choices that they have made. They might blame you. They might point at you and say, it's because of you. I've done this all because you said X, right? They can do this, but ultimately they were the ones who made the choice. And they need to own that. I think that one of the issues that we have in society right now is that we have been told that we can blame other people for the issues that are going on in our lives. And while other people do play a part, people do things that can affect us, this is true. Ultimately, how we react and what we do is up to us. You can fight back. You can come from a place of grace. You can dismiss what it is that they're doing. All of these things are choices. The people around you are not responsible for the emotion that you choose to experience. If they say something that hurts you, ignore it. Recognize that a person who deliberately hurts you is very small on an emotional level. If they don't do it deliberately, then they are not aware. Give them grace. Recognize that there are times when people say things that they're angry. There's something totally different going on in their lives, but they got to lash out at somebody. They know that you are always going to stick next to them. So you're the one that gets the brunt of their anger. Give them grace. Talk it out. Choose how you are going to feel. You can choose to be angry or frustrated or hurt. Ultimately, it is your choice. You're responsible for your happiness. So when you're letting the fire within go out and you're going for your goals, you're going for your passions, you are like living up to all of the expectations you've always had for yourself, you get to choose how that plays out in your life. How are you going to react to it? Who are you going to allow around you? You are so super powerful, and you're in the driver's seat. Holy moly. This is absolutely amazing. Own it, experience it, be it, breathe it in. You're in control. Know that. Looking for a way to help support BetStanko.com and Wisdom in Chocolate? Head down to the bottom of the podcast description. Click on Buy Me a Coffee. That will take you to the website Buy Me a Coffee, where you can make a donation to help support everything that we do here. And of course, we dedicate everything we do to celebrating you. So thank you for helping us do exactly that. And here we are at the celebration moment. Yeah! I love the celebration moment. And I think that this podcast is going to be a little shorter than normal. So we're just really going to experience this celebration moment. Own your fire when things are tough, darling. Own it. Own it. We talked about other people getting involved, you know, injecting themselves into your experience. How you react is totally up to you. What emotions you feel are totally up to you. We've talked all about this, right? But sometimes you want to go for your passion and your goal, and you're facing challenge that is not something that you anticipated. You've written it all out. You've got all the steps down. You've journaled. You've meditated. You've watched in your meditation as you move through your goals, and everything just looks so peachy and yummy and wonderful. And then you get involved in opening up that gate and letting the fire within just flood out, and something stops you. Ugh. Something you didn't anticipate. Once again, how you react is totally up to you. How you use this moment to your advantage is totally up to you. That fire is yours. It's beautiful and it's unique. It is only living within you. Yeah, we've got light that we share and vibration that we share with one another. That's kind of part of just being a human, being on earth, being part of other animals that are on this earth, right? But the fire that is yours is unique to you. That is the part of you that is always true. It is always correct. It is always full of peace. That is the part of you that you need to own in the moments when you feel excessively challenged. The fire is that beautiful bit of you that allows you to dream and feel passion about things. That's a part of you you need to own. So even when things get tough, even when things don't play out the way you intended, and you just feel completely frustrated that you didn't see something coming that just stopped you in your tracks, even in those moments, recognize the fire has not changed. That is something that you don't even have to worry about. The fire is still there. It's your mind you need to adjust. Wow. I didn't anticipate that challenge. Okay, how do I work around this? Wow, that was something I did not see coming. Okay, I'm just going to breathe. I'm going to meditate a little bit more, going to center myself, and now I'm going to keep moving. Holy moly. I didn't even think this thing was possible. Okay, I'm just going to go back to the drawing board, write it all out. Now that I understand that this is something that I could face, I'm going to own it. And I'm going to react in a way that allows me happiness. I am happy to understand this side of this situation that I didn't see coming. And you might say, okay, great, yeah, whatever. But in the moment when you're having trouble, it's really hard to get there where you're seeing the positive. And trust me, I know this. There are many challenges that I have faced in my life, many challenges that I'm facing right now. But I choose to see the bright side. I choose to own my fire, recognize the fire has not changed, and I choose to go for happiness. I am the one who is in control of what is going on with me, and I know this. And it takes practice. You know, if you're not in this place where you can just on a dime, just change your mindset and go looking, you know, at the happiness quotient, if you're not there, it's okay. You'll have a situation where everything's going peachy and you are, you know, facing challenges, but you're totally overcoming them. And then you'll have some that, you know, you're just not getting over right away. Even when you're somebody who has experience in redirecting your thoughts and going for the positive, even if you're one of those people, you still have moments like that. So don't worry so much about not getting it right. Concern yourself more with owning the fire. Own the fact that you are in control. Let that sink in. You don't need all the other stuff. Allow yourself to absorb the fact that you are responsible for your happiness and this is a gift. The people around you are not responsible. It's totally up to you, my love. Own your fire when things get tough. Own it so that you always understand where par is. Where is the base? Where are you starting from? And it's so flippin' vibrant, that fire, that that's a pretty darn great place to start from. So, you know, don't worry so much about not getting it right or, man, I just got totally knocked down and then I got depressed for like 2 weeks. I don't even want to try this thing again. No. Okay, you got knocked down for 2 weeks. Pick yourself back up. Your happiness is your responsibility. The people around you have nothing to do with it. You choose how you're going to react. Pick yourself back up. The fire within you is constantly burning. It is constantly there where you can access it and bring it forth into your life. It is a constant that will always be there for you. Own it when things get tough. If you'd like me to wrap a little wisdom around your favorite chocolate, reach out and let me know. Just write a little comment. Let me know what your chocolate is and where you're writing from, and I will find a way to weave it into one of my podcasts. And I'll even give you a shout out so people know that it came specially from you. Check out everything that BetsDanko.com has to offer at BetsDanko.com. If you're on social media, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, you can follow me and BetsDanko.com and keep up to date on all the little bits of wisdom and chocolate that I post Monday through Friday. Subscribe to this podcast and start enjoying your weekly dose of celebrating you with Bets Danko. And while you're at it, if you're enjoying wisdom and chocolate, please take a moment and share with a friend. Go ahead. Tag a friend today with wisdom and chocolate and get them started on a path of self-celebration. Experience the wisdom that helps to motivate and empower you in relationships, business, family, and most importantly, self-celebration. Getting the picture? It's wisdom and it's all about you. Want to hear the chocolate? Tune into Wisdom and Chocolate weekly.